Wally contacted me 2 years ago. He said, I want to get my story out there, how I started this festival. And I said, fine. He wanted to hire me as a ghostwriter. And we came to some terms, finalizing the contract. And then he said, well, let's just hold off a little bit. And I said, that's fine, that's fine. And he was doing some writing on his own, supposedly writing his own autobiography. And it got to the point a year ago where Wally said he wanted me to finish it. And I agreed, and we agreed on a price, and everything was fine. And then, of course, in November after the festival last year, Wally had his bicycle accident in Slidell, Louisiana. Unfortunately, we lost Wally on February 3rd from those injuries. I then took the approach with the family's permission, of course, to then put my name on it and do the book. But I received from Wally approximately 6 pages of handwritten autobiography. So when I got that, yes, there was a dilemma as far as what am I going to work with? So in interviewing his widow, getting some stories from her, some other material that was written, old newspaper articles about Mr. Pumpkin, and so I pieced it all together. And then to make the book quite a bit more comprehensive, I selected 65 pictures out of about 4,000 that I saw at the Joiner Room in Sycamore, and it tells the story of the 50-year history of the festival.
Can you tell me what made Wally or Mr. Pumpkin larger than life?
He always had a smile. He dearly loved this season and the Halloween season. And that's how he started in DeKalb in 1956. He put pumpkins in his front yard over on North 13th Street. And he would put microphones and speakers on caskets and things. And when the kids came by, he would make ghoulish noises and scare the kids. The funny thing about that is Wally did that for about 6 years, and then he moved to Sycamore. But while he was there, some of the neighbors actually complained because he was so popular, and these kids would go and get their friends and their friends' parents, and all these neighbors were running out of candy real quick. So a little story from Wally as to how it started. How did it get to Sycamore is another question people ask me. When Wally moved to Sycamore, he owned a business there called Deco Porcelain, and he joined the Sycamore Lions Club. And the Lions Club was looking for a fundraiser, and he suggested a pumpkin festival. And they said, what is that? And he said, let me just handle it. So the first couple years, he and one or two of the Lion members put this thing together, and we all know what it's developed into now.
Was it difficult to have this book come out after his death?
With Wally's passing, I guess I put that burden on myself to push myself to get it done. And the responses to the book have been absolutely wonderful. I have to say it's some of my best writing. I really, really enjoyed it. And it certainly is a lot easier to write nonfiction than fiction. I mean, I'm not creating characters and environments and plots and all those things. But I think the book speaks very well of Wally and the festival and what the impact of that festival is on the community. I think that Sycamore and this festival are intertwined. You can't have one without the other.
This is going to be the first festival without Wally.
Yes.
Can you talk to what is the legacy of Mr. Pumpkin? The tone going to be this year and in future years? How are people going to remember Mr. Pumpkin's how it all started?
Well, certainly this book is going to be a kickoff to that, a remembrance. We are, there's a committee working to put up a statue of Wally on the corner of Elm and Salmonok.
Top hat and all?
There are several designs, but I'm sure it will. The top hat will be incorporated, as well as the bicycle, perhaps. But the spot has been donated by the city for this statue. And I think that his legacy, he was quite the promoter. I mean, that's how it got where it is. In the book, there's quite a coverage on how Wally had no fear. He put together slideshows. He put together all kinds of things for other communities to show them what we were doing, how he helped them to attempt to do something on their own. 18 years WGN television on the Bozo Circus, as well as Ray Rayner shows years ago. They always had the some of the category winners on the show, and My own son was there when he was like 7 years old. He's now 41. But yeah, that was, I mean, Wally was the promoter. He was Mr. Pumpkin. And he would ride his bike when he was able to. And then for the last 8 years, Tim Tucci in Sycamore has been his driver. Last year with Wally, his age at 84 years old, he had to be assisted into the convertible and out of it. And his health wasn't the best. But he was always there.
He had moved away from Sycamore back at 82, was it 1982? He had to come back every year.
Every year. He moved to Michigan in 82 to manage another manufacturing plant up there. Things didn't work out so well, not on his behalf, not because of him. But he then took another job representing bicycle manufacturers, of all things. He had his cyclery shop in DeKalb for many years. And he ended up in Slidell, Louisiana, and he's been there for a long time. But he always made it up here.
Where did he get the name?
Back in the mid 1960s, one of the police chief in Sycamore, his daughter called. Well, he was referred to on WGN and stuff as Mr. Pumpkin USA, and. What she did is this girl at the age of about 12 started referring to him just as Mr. Pumpkin, and it just stuck. I mean, he had that moniker already, but Mr. Pumpkin USA just became Mr. Pumpkin, and to some extent, he lost his personal identity. A lot of people said, oh, we know Mr. Pumpkin, but what, like, does he have a real name?
Before I let you go, is there anything else that you'd like to add about this book, the process of writing the book that we didn't get to touch on?
Right. Well, the process, again, it incorporates all of the official records of the Pumpkin Festival. One of the features that I did as far as when I got all the pictures at the Joiner Room, but, you know, putting it in, the writing itself was, of course, chronological, how it developed over the years. Arranging the pictures, they're not necessarily in any particular order, but they do span the entire 50 years. So pictures of Wally back in 65, pictures of the snowstorm in 72 that buried the pumpkins, that kind of a thing. And also, I think in the introduction here, some of the things I did is more than just the Pumpkin Festival. It talks about Sycamore. It talks about the people, the dedication. The Pumpkin Festival Committee is, they're all volunteers. And whether that number is hundreds or how many couple thousand people have volunteered just on those committees to put this together, we're getting little to no recognition for all their efforts outside of people coming and saying, wow, what a beautiful little town.